Let's start with Democrat Andrew Gillum. He's a big supporter of Medicare for All and recently talked about it on CNN's State of the Union. Now, Gillum said Florida couldn't pull off implementing a single-payer healthcare system on its own, but he did have a more immediate goal for the state.
We have the opportunity to expand Medicaid for over 700,000 of the most medically needy people here in the state of Florida. My governor and legislature refused to do that.
So, like Gillum mentioned, the state's Republican-controlled legislature has not wanted to do this. But if he wins in November or more Democrats fill up the House and Senate, how would Medicaid expansion work?
Well, it would require Democrats to take over a majority of the legislature in November for that to happen. Mr. Gillum's desire for that is not sufficient. But there's a substantive policy reason for considering it, even in a Republican legislature, and that is that portion of the population which would be covered by Medicaid expansion are people who can't easily afford their own health insurance. And when they get sick, especially under the current system, they have no place to go except the emergency room, or they wait until they get so sick that they go and they wind up becoming indigent charity care patients or unfunded patients, which the rest of us pay for. Because somebody's got to make up the difference. So the rates in insurance policies, the rates in charges for certain services go up. That's called cost shifting. So in the longer view, it might make more sense to find a way to provide increased coverage for that population. But philosophically, our legislature disagrees with that for two reasons. One, they believe that it creates an entitlement that reduces the individual incentive to go out and get a job. And there's some evidence to suggest that's true, others to suggest that it's false. The second reason for not doing it, when the Obamacare program was first instituted for the Medicaid expansion, states were given financial incentives and additional matches if they wanted to expand Medicaid. The Trump administration and the Congress have said, we're not going to encourage anybody to do that. In fact, we may punish some people for doing it. So it's unlikely that they will put more money, and the state will be on the hook for that portion of Medicaid that it will have to pay for out of its own funds, which would probably have to be increased taxes for somebody.
Well, we know Gillum's opponent, Republican Ron DeSantis, opposes Medicaid expansion, but beyond that, he really hasn't said a ton on health care. He did talk about Obamacare during the gubernatorial debate in August on WPTV. He said it's driven up the cost of insurance.
I want to seek a waiver from Obamacare so that we can actually have patient-centered, market-based insurance and protect people with pre-existing conditions. We can do it, but we got to be reform-minded.
A waiver on Obamacare. Are other states doing this?
Now that the mandate is gone, you've got a partial waiver because individuals are not required by law and they're not penalized by law to buy into Obamacare. But he's correct. For those individuals who were not subsidized, and a lot of individuals who fall below a certain financial level receive a full or partial subsidy for their insurance premiums, and they don't have to pay co-payments or deductibles. But the rest of the people who purchase the Obamacare product on the individual marketplace have found, for the most part, that the premiums have increased dramatically over the past 4 years. That he said openly that pre-existing conditions are important is so important because pre-existing conditions, allowing children up to the age of 26 to remain in the plan and not having a ceiling on lifetime benefits, are the three things that most Americans say, we really like those things. And if Mr. DeSantis is committed to making sure that those things stay in place, then he's got a great approach to doing something, but he doesn't have it in hand. The Republicans have not yet put together an alternative administrative and financial system to what Obamacare has done, and it's not politically appealing to give millions of people something, even if it has administrative problems and financial problems working, and then to say, we're going to take it away from you without having an alternative.
Dr. Jay Wilson, Associate Vice President of USF Health, thanks so much for talking with me.
My pleasure.